The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on The Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Last January, we featured Isabel and Carmen Garcia on the Cut and Paste podcast. The mother and daughter shared a love of musical theater and charmed us with their mutual love of the genre and of each other. We wanted to share this episode with you again because the mother-daughter pair is soaring high, together and individually, in their theatrical pursuits. In June, they played a grandmother and granddaughter in Mustard Seed Theater's Luchadora, a drama about Mexican wrestling. That's what they did together. Separately, Isabel, the daughter, is in an October production of St. Louis University High School's Putnam County Spelling Bee. Carmen, the mom, is playing Evita's mom in the Rep's current production of Evita. She says stepping onto the Rep stage feels phenomenal. Please enjoy this encore episode of Cut and Paste.
It's just like she's just watching you. It's kind of like, please don't take offense to this, but like it's closest thing that I could relate it is when like we're eating at a table and my dog's right there. Like she looks at you with such love saying like, ooh, what's that? Like
that's 16-year-old Isabel Garcia and her mom, Carmen Garcia of St. Louis. And they're talking about that kind of push and pull that many mothers and daughters can probably relate to. Something that makes them stand out as unique, though, is their huge passion for musical theater. And the fact that it's not just the mother supporting her daughter's dreams, the daughter also pushes her mother to achieve her dreams. I'm Nancy Fowler, and this is Cut and Paste, St. Louis Public Radio's Arts and Culture podcast. So the Garcias are both performers. Last year, they each appeared in RS Theatrics in the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda. They really, really bond, and sometimes clash, over singing and rehearsing. They have big emotions that they just have to express. And doing that in song was something that started really early on.
Well, ever since she was tiny, I would sing to her. I remember even like when going to sleep, taking a nap, or if we were in the car, I always had music on, and she'd be in the back seat, and if she'd start fussing around, I'd start singing, and she'd calm down.
Can you think of anything in particular you would sing at that time?
Yeah, You Are My Sunshine. That's what I would sing to her.
Can you sing a little bit of that?
Sure. Want to sing a little bit?
Okay.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. And I would sing that verse over and over again.
Well, I feel kind of calm now. I think it works.
So I'm ready for a nap. Let's go. It's cold enough outside.
You are right about that.
Blankets.
Wow. So was there ever a thing, Isabel, where you thought, well, my mom's a singer, so I want to somehow differentiate myself in some way? Or, you know how daughters are, how children can be. You might want to rebel a little bit by doing something completely different. Did you ever have a feeling like that?
No, I don't think. There was a point in time where I thought I was going to be a lawyer.
She argued pretty well, so, you know.
But
got it.
I think from really early on, I looked up to her so much.
Aww.
That I thought, you know, like, I want to be just like her.
Aww, baby girl.
Shut up. So I think that also kind of play with it, but also I saw that singing and whatnot, even from early on, made her happy. And so I just wanted to also, you know, be happy with her and have that in common. And
sure. Yeah. So, Carmen, you mentioned that Isabel can make a good argument. And, you know, obviously mothers and daughters argue. Can you tell
just
me,
a
like,
little bit.
any particular things that you've tussled with and about with each other over the years?
Oh, just the normal stuff, what she's wearing, you know, who she's hanging out with, just normal things. But
you sound like I'm hanging around these, like, people. She's not.
Come on, confess up.
Huge nerds.
What are you keeping from your mom? Tell us right now.
Okay. So just the usual.
Just the usual stuff. Because really, quite honestly, she's a good kid. She really is. It's just her and I. She's a good kid.
So you're 17?
16.
16, right? So you're still yet to go through your rebellious stage, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Because seriously, I find it hard to believe you haven't had, like, something.
I feel like the biggest rebellion, I guess, that I've had is like, no, Mom, I am going to eat this sandwich. And
woo.
That's like, it's
we're Jerry Springer.
Every mother's nightmare, yeah, clearly.
So tell me a little bit, both of you, and I guess starting with you, Carmen, like, mm-hmm. what are the differences in the opportunities that you had growing up and that what Isabel now has?
Wow, all I had was high school theater in my high school alone. There was no, that I knew of, opportunities to cross over to other high schools like she can do, or that there were youth theater groups. I mean, you're talking 40 years ago, a long time. So at that time, I didn't have any other opportunities. But Issa, on the other hand, there's so many different youth theater groups all over. There's so many other now more professional groups that are around that she can actually get involved with at her age. And she has done that already. So she's, doors have opened up for her that have been amazing.
Yeah. The big thing that I remember you talking about that you'd never had a chance to do was the conference.
Oh, absolutely. So this past weekend, Issa was involved in the All-State Theater Conference that uh-huh. was here in St. Louis. I'm going to brag on you. You're just going to have to deal with it. She came in. Well, you brought it up. She came in. She sang a solo, what they call IE, individual event.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what your score is, you can get a superior or on down. And she got a superior for her musical solo.
What was your solo? What did you sing?
I sang Vanilla Ice Cream from She Loves Me. It's a really fun song.
It really is. It's really funny. And what was wonderful is out of all the kids that get superiors, they choose about 8 to 10 to do a showcase at the end of the conference. And she was selected to do the showcase. And this is the second year she got selected to do a showcase.
So would it be completely uncomfortable to just sing just a piece of that a cappella here?
That's one thing that's different between me and my mom. She like she goes and like does it. And I'm like, oh.
I'll look away.
We all will.
I don't know what part to go from, though.
Just from the beginning.
Okay. I was going from ice cream. He brought me ice cream. Vanilla ice cream. Imagine that. Ice cream. And for the first time, we were together without a spat. Friendly, he was so friendly. That isn't like him. I'm simply stunned. Will wonders never cease? Will wonders never cease? It's been the most peculiar day. Will wonders never cease? Will wonders never cease? And then it goes into like this whole little thing.
Wow, you just like did that like it was nothing, but that was amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. What do you think?
Oh my God! Pride is just not even a big enough word. Yeah. I'm just so proud of her.
tell me about like why you said I'll turn away.
Because I know that's what you, you know.
I don't know. I don't like looking at her. What I say? Because she like does that face.
Oh my God, I have a face.
Just like, it's just like, I don't know how to like explain it. But like, it's just like she's just watching you. It's kind of like, please don't take offense to this, but like it's closest thing that I could relate it is when like we're eating at a table and my dog's right there. Like she looks at you with such love, saying like, ooh, what's that? Like it's the closest thing I have to that.
Okay.
It's a mom thing.
It's a mom thing. Yeah, you know, you got children.
I know.
You know, yeah. It's the pride that you feel, the love that you feel, and it's all like exploding in front of you.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you rehearse together? Is that helpful to have like a built-in person in your life?
Absolutely not.
I don't sing in front of her ever. And I don't, like, do anything in front of her ever, like, ever at home.
Really?
No.
Well, it's because she knows. Well, you know, honey, maybe that one note could be whatever. Or maybe, you know what, maybe you can try doing. And so she just prefer not to even go there.
The only time I did something in front of her was for, like, freshman year audition for the high school musical. And like, that was it.
Well, now every time, no, I mean, every now and again, I should say, you do ask me, okay, how about, you know, this is the line, what kind of inflection,
yeah,
or, you know, this is the character, what do you think? And she will, but I don't push. I just wait for her to come to me when she needs me. I'm there.
I also want it to be a surprise.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
I'm really big on, like, I don't want you to know what's happening until you see it. Because I don't want her to, like, go in and already know everything. That's boring.
She is very big on that. Yeah, that's very true.
So you want it to be a surprise, but also there's a little bit of, like, you don't really want mom's input.
Yeah.
And what might even feel like a little bit of criticism or, I mean, in a good way even.
Yeah. I mean, I value all of her, like, what's the word?
Suggestions.
That hurt my head. For the little bit that I thought done today for thinking. But I do value her suggestions greatly. But, like, I really am big on, because I want her to experience the show instead of seeing, like, oh, yeah, that I helped her on that. Or, like, oh, now I see where that came in. And I don't know. Because I know that I would do that. And I just assume it'll probably be the same for her. So I'm very big on, like, you don't get to know anything.
And I really don't mind. I've gotten used to it now because it is a nice surprise when I finally see her on stage. And it's beautiful. I mean, when she did In the Heights, and I got to see her just absolutely shine. Oh, my God, I cried the first night when I saw her. And I'm usually there every night.
Oh, she's there every night.
I am.
But it was likewise for you. Because when she did In the Heights, she was Abuela Claudia.
Think of the hundreds of stories we will share, you and I.
And I, like, told her when, well, first of all, I made her audition.
She did.
She wasn't going to audition.
Really?
I made her audition. And she talked herself out of it for a little bit. She's like, I don't think I'm gonna go. And I was like, listen, you're gonna get in the car. You're gonna drive there. You're gonna sing your face off. And then you're gonna come back. and that's going to be it.
Well, and what she told me, and it kind of rang true, and this is what really convinced me, is that if you don't do it, who will? Because it's a Latino show. In her show, they didn't have, I mean, I think maybe you and one other kid.
Two other
children were Latinos. Were Hispanic. Yeah. So she goes, if you don't, who's going to do it? So that really rang true and resonated with me. So I did. I went and auditioned.
So why was it important for you, for your mom, to audition, other than something different than what she just said in addition to that? Or,
I mean, honestly, it's because I saw her. I every time we go see a show and we have a conversation about it, she gets so into it, and she's like, you could see all of just the joy from her, like, watching a production. And I wanted, and like, she would always talk like, oh, I was in this show, and or like, oh, I remember. And I wanted her to, it to not be an I remember. I wanted it to be, oh my God, this is what I'm doing right now. And I think that's really what made me push her to do it, is because I wanted to see her, you know, not reflecting so much on, oh, way back when, but instead I wanted her focusing on, oh, I can't wait to audition for whatever. I can't wait to see what happens.
Well, so how does that feel? Your daughter's taking care of you a little bit.
I love her.
She's crying.
I am.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's very special. We have a very special bond. And theater and music helps because it helps our expression of all of that. But beyond that, I mean, it's been her and I. So we have a very good relationship. And we do. We support each other. I remember, my first show with Take Two. It Should Have Been You. I hadn't been on stage in over 20 plus years. And the first night she saw the entire show,
I cried.
She did. Oh, my God.
I bawled my face out. It was insane.
It was so special.
She was so good.
Well, thank you, baby girl. But I think it's because it was the first time she ever saw me actually doing theater. She's heard of it, you know, she sees my playbills or she sees my scripts or whatever. And, you know, and I'll talk about it. But it was the first time she ever experienced me actually doing something.
And
so I think that's why also having so much fun going through the rehearsal process with Take Two, she pushed me to do In the Heights. It's like, okay, you can't stop here. You've got to keep going. And I'll forever love her for that.
And just seeing her do It Should Have Been You, like, she walked, she didn't even say her first line yet. She walks on the stage, and you could just see, like, just all of this, like, light and pure happiness just, like, all, like, just radiating. And it was really awesome just to see her where she needs to be, where she belongs. Like, that's, it was amazing to see her do something that she talked so fondly about. And I'm glad I get to experience like yet another thing that just pulls us together. And
to imagine, I mean, for her to get to feel a little bit of what I always feel about her when I see her. I mean, that's what I feel whenever, you know, ever since she was tiny. To watch her perform and watch her do something she loves. It's so clearly, you can see so clearly how much she enjoys being on stage and performing. It's truly an amazing thing. And I know it's turned into this love fest.
She's okay.
Yeah, whatever. She's all right.
That was Carmen and Isabel Garcia, a lively pair of mother and daughter performers who support each other's musical theater aspirations. And this is Cut and Paste, St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture podcast, produced with help from my editor, David Casares. Some of the music you heard is from local musician Eric Hall. You can find Cut and Paste at stlpublicradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cut and Paste is sponsored by GEMMA, architects, planners, and designers. So If you have a smart speaker, you have access to the entire world of NPR and St. Louis Public Radio. All the latest news and all the captivating stories. Activate our voices with yours by telling your smart speaker to play St. Louis Public Radio.